views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show today. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're talking about listening to our heart. And this is a very epic time in history where we have so much support with energies that are just flowing in. There's just angels in abundance here waiting for us to ask for help. I love working with the angelic realm. They just make the entire journey just feel so much more at peace and gentle when those fears pop up. So I absolutely love working with them. Whenever you're going through anything, good, positive, the scary stuff, they've got your back all the time. And when we make choices with the heart versus our mind, our logic, or our ego side, that's what I want to talk about today. What I want to do is bring you to reconnecting with your true self, your higher self, that true spark of the I am that you really are. We call it the God part of us. We call it the spirit. We call it the divine, the spark, the light. Whatever you call it, it is that amazing piece of us that's part of everyone else, everything else. It's what I define as how he's omnipresent, or she. You know, we always say he, but really, there isn't that either. It's both. And when we start to really try to wrap our brain around something like this, we just keep going down deeper into this depth of thought that is like, wow, where does it ever stop? Well, it doesn't really, because it's this infinite part of who you really are. And when we are making choices for the future, that's what we're talking about, listening to our heart to make those choices. When you listen to your heart and you trust your heart, you're trusting your higher self. You're trusting that part of you that is the bigger picture, the real part of you, not just this physical part that fades away eventually and it changes every day, not the part that has all the pessimism in it, the scary stuff, the doubt, the fear. And a lot of people struggle with that. They feel like, well, I don't know if I know what I'm doing or my life purpose. I'm not sure what to choose. You know, I was thinking about that when I was meditating this morning. Emmy, my very noisy co-host that sometimes chimes in, we were on a walk this morning along the water, and she got very frightened, and this reminded me of what we're talking about today. She became very, very frightened of something that made no sense. We're going down the path, and three people, and we're bundled up in all of our winter gear because it's pretty chilly down here, too. Down here along the Chesapeake Bay, we were hovering around 25 degrees this morning with wind, so that's pretty cold. So everybody's got, you know, all this gear on to stay warm, but we're still out there along this water because we just can't help it. We are so drawn to being near the water. But when she saw them, she actually panicked, and she's an amazing dog, but for some reason she was very, very frightened for absolutely something that made no sense. Now, what's interesting with this, and the reason I share it, it became very clear to me in that moment that, you know, dogs have an incredible intuitive instinct, and they can really, you know, teach you how to connect to that. However, they also connect to your energy. They resonate with where you are. And I thought, well, I don't feel afraid. I was feeling very, very connected, you know. And I realized I need to let her know. The more I tried to calm her down, the more she was afraid. And they were just people in hats and coats, and it frightened her. She was really panicking. She wanted me to pull her out of there, and she wanted to run me home. And I just had to stop. Instead of trying to fix her, I had to go deep within myself and give her that energy that she needed to calm her down. And it was a matter of seconds. I called in the archangels, Ariel and Michael, to help her feel safe. And I don't even think it took 2 seconds, and everything was fine. And I'm bringing that to light. It's a simple thing, and everybody has different experiences every day where you can apply this. We see something going on, and we want to help. One of the most powerful things you can do when you feel like, I don't know what to do, what can I do? Go within and tap into that spark of you that is where miracles are created, and give that energy out. This is what I do when I am working with energy healing. Someone that is suffering or going through a terminal illness, so to speak, or maybe they're trying to recover, overpower it. What you want to do is give them that energy. Give them the energy of possibility, of hope, of miracles, of the divine within you, and connect to it within themselves, and that'll help ignite their self-healing. We're not doing any of the healing. We're just helping to ignite it and connect it back to what we're all connected to. So we really feel, when we feel alone, when we feel separated or isolated, we've disconnected. We're believing in what the ego tells us, or the mind chatter, and the second guessing and the doubting and the not trusting. If you're not trusting your heart and your passions and where you really want to go, you're not trusting the divine that's trying to help you get there. And we feel like, well, I know, but I have to pay bills, or I have to do this because that's what you believe. So that's what you're doing. I want to explore that in today's show. I want to take you down in there and really challenge and question, what do you believe? Why is it that I'm afraid to trust my heart? Why won't I listen to it? Why do I need it reassured? And why do I have to keep getting someone else to tell me the right or the wrong, or is this real? There's nothing wrong with validation, but it does come to a point where you want to trust it yourself. And that's when big things start to really move forward for you. So think about that. The month is February, and that is about hearts with romance, but it's also about the heart of everything in your life. And Archangel Metatron has brought in the energies and the messages for this month. When I did the read for the year, it was Metatron for this month. And I love it because he's very much about, let's manifest, let's make this happen. It's very proactive in movement and clearing out things that are in the way and just busting right through it. It's very, very powerful to work with him. I love that he is part of this month's energy for the read that I received. And this is a time when we're emerging to discover who we really are. Like really find out who you really are. Now, when we come back, we're about to take a break here. And when we come back, let's talk about how the heart choices are connected with the happiness. I have the instant feedback window open if you wanted to write in a question that way, over at transformationtalkradio.com. Down on the left, right-hand column, there's a little box that says instant feedback. You can just type it right in there and I'll see that pop up over here. If you want to call in, if you have a question, like how can you apply this to your life? Like what's going on? The number is 1-800-930-2819. We'll have the lines open if you want to call in. The angels are here to help us. They're our best friends in this. So let's power on and see what the future can bring to us and how we can change what's going on in our lives. Stay with us. When we get back, we're going to keep powering on, listening to your heart to make choices for the future. I'm Dr. Jen with the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Join us February 14th through the 17th for the 22nd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference in Seattle. Come explore the new paradigm, riding the wave of the heart. Inspirational speakers, experiential workshops will change your life for good. Join Donna Eden, Esther Nicholson, Jalaja Bonheim, Julie McIntyre, and S.J. Tucker. Everything is individually priced, and evening events are open to men. Reduce prices for teens, students, and seniors. Looking for community? Join us this February. Visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. Oh, and you'll want to attend the CD music release concert that S.J. Tucker is giving Saturday, February 15th. That's womenofwisdom.org, 206-782-3363. That's 206-782-3363.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And today we're talking about listening to your heart to make choices for the future. And the reason I wrote that title out like that for this show was because every moment that passes, we have an opportunity to wipe the slate clean, so to speak. We want to talk about why heart choices versus listening to that ego side of us or the mental And there's nothing wrong with having logic. I'm not saying throw it out the window, but we want to align the mental energy, the ego, to cooperate and allow the heart choices in. The heart is a powerful place to connect with that spark within you, that true essence of who you are, that higher self, that piece of you that is God within you, so to speak. Why is that aligned with happiness? Why is it that when we make a choice that way, that aligns with happiness? People are trying to find their happiness. I want happy. I want happy. They keep looking ahead. They keep looking outside of themselves to find it. The whole time you're looking, it's been right with you inside. When you connect with that part of you that is the real you, and you listen and you follow the passions of the heart, where you feel led magnetically, where you feel drawn to, that's how you're going to find your happiness. And it's not going to be about how much you accumulate in the physical world. It's really not going to have anything to do with that. Yes, there's a place for that. And yes, we're here in a physical world. Like I said, logically, yes, we need to be able to stay warm when it's cold at night. But you can align them to work harmoniously together. And believing that you can do that is believing and trusting in that place, that higher self, that is going to guide you by heart choices. That's why I keep bringing you back to the heart, bringing you back to the heart choices. Now, when we close our heart off, we're afraid to trust anything because it's been hurt or broken, and we're afraid to feel, it's going to be more difficult. We have to find a way to get past that and reconnect. The beauty of thinking of it as the window into tapping into the higher self part of you, that's the part of you that knows why you're here. That's the part of you that knows there is nothing but love, that everything else is the illusion. It's not real. That is the place where you will find what you're looking for when you tap there, when you go there. I'm simply asking you to give it more thought, give it more attention when you're thinking and processing this. I mean, when a day passes by and you look back over that 24-hour period, or even just a few moments of a day will have a million different thoughts in it, right? Which ones are you really focusing on? Are you grabbing the ones that are have fear and doubt and that's where you feel stuck? Or are you moving forward and putting it back out there and say, oh, let's find something else to focus on? I choose to acknowledge, okay, I'm feeling that doubt, but I don't want to stay there because we'll all have them go through. But it's taking it, putting it back and saying, I'm going to pick something else. I would rather think more positively about this. Things just shift about. When I was talking about Emmy before, when she was afraid, it really reflected back how we can be afraid of a lot of things that just have an illusion of being really scary. So that was the analogy that I saw in that. I saw that she was very frightened of a bunch of coats and hats on people. And I knew that there was nothing to be afraid of, but she at that moment did not know that. And to her, it was a very big fear. We just had to shift that energy. So I tapped into my light and spark and then had it connect with hers. And immediately we were fine. It was okay. We stood still. We let the people pass. They wanted to come up and say hello to her. You see, and that's just an example of those big scary monsters in our life can really be that way if we are giving them that belief. And then if we connect into our heart and go, wait a minute, I don't know. Let me go back in. And your angels can help you do that. Your angels can completely guide you back into shore if you feel like you got lost out there without your oars. That's the way it's like, you know, that happens. You know, you go, okay, drop my oar in the water. I got to get back. They will guide you right back and you'll be fine. That's the analogy of that, because water is such an emotional metaphor to me. But it can also be very powerful and very positive, and very cleansing and very healing. So you have a lot of power within you to shift whatever's going on for the future. And that's trusting your heart decisions and your heart choices. I see that we have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring the caller back on when we come back after break because there won't be enough time. So if she can hold on, I see that that caller is there. So when we come back from the break in just a few minutes, because I will have more time then. What are you believing in yourself? What do you believe? Do you believe you can achieve your dreams, or do you find that you keep criticizing what they are? You're hesitant. Do you feel that your heart is? This is a big one. People are afraid to trust what their heart is telling them to do. They may have a passion that they really want to do something other than what they do for a living, and they're so afraid to make that choice. They don't see the importance of it. Is that coming from what you were told was important and what was not? Is that a choice that you made logically, but you want to change it? The beauty of that is if you can work them together harmoniously, you can make gradual shifts into something else. You don't have to be illogical and go, okay, I quit because my heart's telling me to go paint or go knit, you know, whatever it might be. I want to do gardening now instead of being a big corporate leader, you know, whatever it is, you can actually incorporate it in a gentle, gradual way. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Some people, they just go into the deep end completely. I mean, and they just go for it. That's okay too. It's whatever is the choice for you. And a lot of those choices are made because of where we are in life. Maybe we're at a point where I want to do this differently now. Maybe you're doing the same thing differently again. Maybe you have to do it two or three times before you find the right niche. There's nothing wrong with that either. Just keep coming back to it and try again. Absolutely nothing. Look at it this way. You're experiencing life from a lot of different viewpoints and perspectives and experiences. And just look at all the knowledge that you are collecting from those different experiences. If you've tried something several times and you find yourself coming back to the drawing board, don't look at it as a negative. It's not a negative unless that's what you're choosing it to be. It's more of your, wow, look at all the stuff I've gathered with this. Look at all the knowledge and expertise I've gained from looking at this situation several different ways. Oh my goodness, I could say that about all kinds of things that I've done. And I will continue to do that. I will continue to shift and change and do that as my heart guides me. When your heart is really tugging at you, it is going to feel so magnetic. You can't stop thinking about it. It's almost, you'll find yourself, if you're not careful, pining away for it, so to speak. It's like a love affair with your passions of life. Don't ignore it. Acknowledge it. And then make a logical choice that day. Well, what could I do to go in that direction? I can't just quit and go there like overnight, but I could maybe read up on what I'm so interested in, or I could take a class, or I could just, think about it, or I could go be in the environment. It's all you got to do is just start applying it. Just apply it, apply it to your life. There's nothing wrong with that. It's actually a great way to manifest the energies and draw in more of it. Because if you satisfy that longing that your heart is feeling for something different or bringing something into your life, you're going to be closer and closer and closer to the happiness that you're looking for. When we have our choices and our lives aligned with our energy, our higher self, our heart choices, we're going to be aligned with happiness. You're going to be aligned with the divine, because that is the part of you that is the divine. It all works simultaneously in a very miraculous way. Absolutely. So think about that. When we come back from break, We have a caller we'll bring on. If you have questions about this, we're listening to your heart to make choices for the future. The number's 1-800-930-2819 if you'd like to call in. We're working with angels, Archangel Metatron, and we're listening to our heart to make choices. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your...
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we're talking about listening to your heart to make choices for the future. And we do have a caller that's been on the line waiting. So let's bring on Shadana from Virginia Beach.
Hey, Dr. Jen.
Well, hello. It's good to speak with you again. Are you wrapped up?
It's
it was cold this morning here.
I am wrapped up in my blankie, nice and warm.
You're always in your blanket when you call in. I love it.
Yes.
But that's what's wonderful about radio. We're all in our pajamas if we want to be right. I unfortunately can't do that because I've already been outside by the cold water. But anyway, what are we doing for you today?
Well, a couple weeks ago, we talked about how I overanalyze when it comes to decisions and confidence. But when you talk about heart, it makes me question, it's hard for me to trust my heart when it comes to relationships more so and letting people in. I'm kind of guarded that way. And so I don't really know how to trust my heart in regards to relationships and in regards to what you just talked about, my passion.
Okay. And this is good because I'm, the overanalyzing that we're talking about, Let's we're going to analyze the analyzing.
Okay.
I know. But that part that's doing the analyzing is the part that's not trusting, for one. Okay.
Okay.
That part is not coming from the heart choices, so to speak. That's not coming from the higher self, because the higher self doesn't need to analyze. It knows. It has no issues with that. That over-analyzing or that, okay, let me go over this again, that's coming from the ego side of us, the side that's more the mental energy, more of the side that's got trying to find little ways to pick holes into what we're trying to do, just to try to I don't know. You know, that's the fear part that's doing that. Okay. That's the part that's more of the ego side of us, or the mental energy is what I'll call it as well. So we're thinking about it, trying to do it that way versus trusting the heart. The heart energy is the higher self, the part of the divine we were talking about today. And in relationships is a good one. I mean, this is the month of February with Valentine's. But relationships really apply to everything, not just romantic. That would be personal friends, family members, business relationships, any of that. We'll find when we're listening to the heart that it seems to be pulling us in a direction at times that seem to be wanting us to change what seems to be in place, what we've known. Or it will come into it and we are trusting now something that we found pain come in afterwards. Is that what happened with you? Has that happened to you in the past?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I think just about everybody listening today, including myself, can relate to that. That's going to happen. However, when we look at, okay, last time I trusted a situation like this, and this is actually, I'm glad this is coming up because I wanted to address the Mercury retrograde that's happening right now. And a lot of people, this is part of this. A lot of people, when that retrograde comes up, they go, oh, no, not the Mercury retrograde again. You know, it has issues with communication. All relationships seem to have issues with communication at times. Communication is a big one that we are learning while we're here on Earth in a big way. Retrograde has another place with trust. And that's why I'm bringing it in with your question about the trust in relationships. When a retrograde comes in, and they seem to come in quite often, and they last about 2 or 3 weeks, retrograde means to like rewind, so to speak, like turn back. And we feel like we're going through something again, or we seem to be held back and it's a bit slowed down. It brings us the opportunity, if we were to apply that energy of Mercury when it comes in, if we were to apply it as positively as we could, it would be to say, okay, I'm reflecting now. I'm reflecting back on previous choices. It gives you an opportunity almost to experience it again, but make a different choice. Learn to make choices that move forward from discernment, not judgment. We can have an open heart and not be hurt, actually. We cannot allow it to do that, so to speak. When we have a closed heart, we are not connecting to anything at all. It's making us feel isolated and disconnected. And that's what I believe you are trying to bring about in this conversation, is like trusting relationships. You're a little hesitant to open that up and try that. Is that what?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that it? Now, are we talking specifically romantic or business, or what are we talking about for you here?
It's actually both. It's more so like love relationships, but even if it's friendships, it takes forever for me to allow someone to see all of me, or for me to, you know, fully delve into the relationship, because I'm untrusting and I don't want to give all of myself and get hurt.
Right.
So,
right. And no, I understand that. Here's the thing. We are experiencing all of it. Sometimes we define our self-worth by what another person's actions were, which has nothing to do with our self-worth, actually. But we believe that it does. And when another person hurts us, or something happens in a relationship, or maybe we were part of it too, we can't seem to get it to connect. A lot of times that is the closed heart part that I'm talking about. And it has a lot to do with you're still believing that your heart is not trustworthy to open up and you follow it. When we are aligning and believing that we are what somebody else thinks, okay, that's the disconnect right there, because that will always set you up for disappointment if we are putting all of our self-worth in the basket of somebody else, somebody else's opinion, somebody else's actions, because they're on their journey working their stuff out too. Well, they're on the earth plane. They're here doing their thing. You're doing yours. And when we try to get it mixed up with someone else, or it does get mixed up where we believe, wait a minute, well, that's mine because they said it was mine. Now you've given away some of your power to somebody else or something else, more of the energy of it. It's not even about the person. It's more of the energy of what it stands for. And it's not a high frequency energy like we're talking about with the higher self and the heart. We're in a big, for you, Shadonna, this is going to be an interesting year, because this is the year for you to learn how to open that heart and trust it and still be in a place where you can have relationships, but stay detached, because you're just experiencing another person's journey in a relationship. You're not their journey. You're experiencing it, because we connect through the higher self and the heart. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm saying a lot, because this is deep. This is deep stuff. It is. It's deep stuff. I mean, it really is. I know how you feel. I also, because I'm connecting with you, I'm connecting my spark to yours right now. And yours, this is what I see. This is what I see in the energy. I see it's like it's behind this big door and it peeks around or through the peephole. You know, it's letting me see it that way. And I'm asking you right now, open the door. Open the door. Let me in for a second. And it's like, well, I don't know. I called you on the show. But I don't know if I'm trusting you or not. but, you know, think of it that way, because see how you're smiling and laughing at it? But you know what I'm talking about makes sense to you, because that's what it feels like. It's
exactly
like I'm so curious about this person or this experience or this group or this job or whatever it might be. But you're peeping at it around the corner of the door. you see what I mean?
It's so true. Yeah, it's really true. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing that you do with angels. Here's the how your angel friends are there to help you and trust. Okay? When you feel yourself in that situation again, ask them to protect you and guide you and to let you know when to go back in and turn around or not go there at all. Ask them to help shield and protect you from any harmful relationships. The other thing would be some affirmations for you. I am is always the way to start something like that, because we're addressing and acknowledging the spark or the part of you, the higher self. I am lovable, and I am only attracting harmonious and healthy relationships. And allow them to come in. Now, you have to come to a place where you open the door and go experience it. But here's the thing with choices. You can always change your mind. You can always say, okay, I'm going to slow down a little bit. You can take it a little at a time. And you don't have to make the choices the same way you did before. If you were one to, okay, I'm just going to dive right in and just completely trust, because you kind of force feed yourself to trust, that's what I feel like. You're either on or off with it. It's like, I'm going to just dive in. And then after you dove in, you go, oh, wait a minute. I didn't really like let that slowly evolve. And now I'm seeing things I wished I hadn't dove into.
Right.
This is your Mercury retrograde part here, where you can actually slow down a little bit and go, let me just take it, you know, one step at a time into this pool versus diving all the way in quickly. There's no reason to rush. Slowly enjoy each experience of getting to know another person or their journey, because they have their own things that are going on that are different from yours. Stay with us, Shadonna, if you can, for a moment. I want to wrap this up when we come back. We have to take a break. This is really good information for everyone. Stay with us. This is the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
Turn to
each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
And my new theme song for the show. I love it. This is Dr. Jen, and I still have Shadonna with me on the line. You still there, Shadonna?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I wanted to wrap this up because one last thing. When we went to break, what I wanted to share with you is the spark that's within our heart, okay, that part of you that's your higher self, and you have the angels that can help you feel safe in that, but guess what? If everything has God and the spark within everything, then so do the angels. The angels are an aspect too. And for some reason, I think it might be, you know, the way we're just raised to believe, we feel that they're more approachable sometimes than God, you know, because it's like so over there. That's not the case.
Right.
It's all part
right.
of everything. But they can bring you closeness and bring you to knowing and feeling safe within who you really are, because that's really what you're asking. You want to know who you really are and that you can trust it and that it's not going to lead you astray. Because there's been pain in the past with relationships, it doesn't mean you did anything wrong with those choices. There's things to learn in that. Now, if I was to ask you, in everything that happened, did you learn something from it?
Absolutely.
Then you take that part and you leave the rest behind and let it go. That's how we forgive and let go and detach from the pain. We learned something. Our soul is here to journey through lessons and learn and grow and ascend, the whole thing. You obviously, and a lot of us do, had some lessons that were necessary for your growth on a soul level in discernment. Not
yes.
judgment, discernment.
Yes.
Okay. So you take that and you go, you know what? I did learn. And you take that with you forward when you experience it again. Because there will always be new relationships that will flow in and out of your life, they won't always stay. Not all of them stay. They're not supposed to.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, a lot of the ego and a lot of the physical part of us wants everything to just stay the way it is. They don't want to grow old. They don't want anything to change. They want it to stay. But that is actually a stagnant energy. That's not an energy that is real. That's like a photograph. It's just frozen in time, so to speak. It doesn't work that way. We're constantly evolving and shifting and changing. And when you align with that, you allow things to flow in and out. It's okay. And it also is okay for you to change what you're drawn to or interested in. Because as you're growing and evolving, part of that life force that keeps us just moving forward is when we're learning something new. So you'll always find, wow, it's not just learn it all and be okay and it just stays that way forever.
Yes.
It's okay. Yeah, it's really okay. It's really okay to feel like I need to change. I need to shift. The stagnant energy is never going to feel natural, and it's going to make you feel yancy within your own skin. That's your soul saying, yeah, we need to find something else or move in a different direction because we're not moving forward anymore.
I get that. Yep,
yeah,
I do get that.
So your call today and everything about what we talked about even a couple of weeks ago, and then with this trust and relationships, this was very good for everyone and all of us to hear, because this is really what the core of the show is about, is when you believe in yourself, you're believing in that divine spark that's within you and you're aligning with it. When we believe and trust in our own hearts, desires, and passions, now you're trusting what is called God, the divine, the light.
I got goosebumps. I get it.
You did. I could feel. I just felt you surge. I love that. And that I got like a huge warm surge myself, and I just think that's beautiful. But that is really the core of the show. Everybody hear this now. When we are listening and believing in yourself, which is believing what your heart is trying to tell you, that's trusting and believing in yourself, having that self-worth. When you do that, you are aligning with the divine spark within you, which is where miracles happen, which is where you have all the power to manifest whatever you want to bring into your life. This is where it happens. This is what you're looking for. So don't be afraid to open that door to new relationships. Just don't dive in and do it the same way like you did before. Learn what you learned from the past and make choices that will guide you differently. And your angels can always give you signs if you ask them specifically. Give me a sign if I need reminding to slow down, because you don't have the middle ground. You're either not doing it or diving all the way in. You're black and white with that. Very
yeah.
On or off, right? Yeah. You're looking for the stuff in the middle.
it's kind of like
I'm not going to experience anything at all, or I'm going to experience it all at once, and then
all at once. I try to do everything at once. I don't understand it.
Yeah, and then you're missing all of the wonderful experiences in the middle on the way to the deeper end, so to speak. So you're bringing it back so you can go through all of it. Don't shortcut it. Don't shortchange yourself from the experiences, because there's all the wonderful things in the middle to experience too. And that is that's really going to be bringing you inward. So you're gonna find this to be a very interesting year. And I'm glad you called in, because that was very, very to the point of what I wanted to bring in with the show. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for sharing your experiences. And I look forward to you peeping through a bigger hole, opening the door a little bit more. You know, it's like, well, let me open the door for a couple of minutes a day, and then you'll leave it open a little longer each day. Think of it that way. Give yourself a meditation and some affirmations that empower you. I am worthy of harmonious relationships, loving relationships. Just say you are. You know, just claim it. Claim it. Okay.
That helps so much. Thank you.
You
I love
are
you,
so
Dr.
welcome.
Jen.
Thank you for hanging in there and staying with us to wrap that up. That was very powerful, and very much gratitude to you as well for bringing that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow, what a great message. And that was wonderful for her to call in. That's just divine timing, guys, because, I mean, she's in my area, but I've never met her. So maybe, I don't know, one day I might. But she is just bringing it in exactly what we had going on today. Remember that listening to your heart is listening to your higher self. And when you listen to your higher self in your heart, you're trusting in the divine spark that is the part of you that is where miracles happen, where it's you manifest everything you want. That's where all things are possible. That's where you can shift and change things, because that's where no fear is. There's no fear that resides in that part of you. And that part is with you. You just have to connect into it. So I absolutely love the message for today, for February. Archangel Metatron brings you that with energies to really align with the passions of your heart. I want to bring up that last week we did the intuitive paintings with the angel reads that were so fun. And if you were listening last week, I did post all of those paintings on my website under the post for last week. So you can go check it out. And we've already had some people that had painted their own and they were sending them in. So if you have done that, or you want to listen to the show and give that a try and send your paintings, we're going to put them up and post them, because this is exciting and it's a lot of fun to do. I want to thank everyone for listening today. We've been talking about listening to your heart, making choices for the future, and aligning with your divine self, your higher self. I always have much gratitude in my heart that I can bring this to you in this way every week. I say thank you to WBLQ for being such a great radio station, and to Transformation Talk Radio, a beautiful radio family. We'll see you next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer.
Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.